Blog Talk Radio.
She'll give us a word of prayer, and just for those that may not know, I'm on the road, and I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, she would get in there right now. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for that song, Pastor. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to thank you for this day, Father God. We're asking that you would just have your way, Father God. We're thanking you, Lord. This is another thankful Thursday. You allow us to come together, listening by internet and those who have called in. Father God, we just give you thanks. We ask that you would be with all those that have asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know your word says, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those, Father God, that are going through and those who are bereaved. You said in your word you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to stand on your promises, Father God. And as we open up our hearts to this word, Holy Spirit, come in and have your way as the word goes forth, Father God. We thanking you for all things, Father God. And we thanking you most of all for your word. Continue to bless our pastor. Be with him and guide and direct him as well, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that may come up against him. And also the listeners and those who are listening and participate by internet. Father God, we give you praise and we just want to say thank you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. And we're so thankful for another thankful Thursday. Amen, amen. At this time, the one scripture that we like to share for Thankful Thursday is 1 Thessalonians, 1st chapter 5, and verses 16 through 19. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. So this is Thankful Thursday, and we're open I believe if someone is want to be thankful for something today. Do we have Pastor Marilyn on the line? Is Evangelist Renee on the line? Amen. Well, we want to thank God for the word. Pastor's teaching on getting eternally ready. And the scripture, one of the scriptures that he went over yesterday was 1 John 2:15 through 17. So I'm going to go, to that 1 John. Second chapter, and the Message Bible has 15 through 17. I know Pastor had really emphasized verse 16, so I'm going to read verses 15 through 17, so it'll line up with the Message Bible. Oh, is there someone there to help read?
Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
Oh, okay. Well, it keep kicking me off back and forth, but go ahead, because I don't. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So from the King James, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Amen. And the Message Bible here.
Beth, are you hearing me now?
Yes, Pastor, I hear you.
Okay.
Are you available now, Pastor?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. You're welcome. So, from the Message Bible, 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17 tells us, "Don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from him. The world and all is wanting is on the way out. But whoever does what God wants is set for eternity." Amen. So remember, our subject is getting eternally ready. So we want to be as God would want us to be, not as the world. Remember, we're not to act like the world. We're to come out from among the world. And when you're coming out from among the world, you want to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. You want to have God's word in you so that you know how to act. Also, you got to remember, 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us we are new creatures in Christ. If the old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. So, because of that, you're new now. So you don't want to be filled with the lust of the world. The other scripture Pastor shared with us was Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 2 and 3. And I'll go there. So from the Message Bible, is actually 1 through 6, but I'm going to start with that second verse. Okay. The second chapter, beginning with the second verse, it says, "Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." And so from the Message Bible says, you let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You fill your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhale disobedience. We all did it, all of us, doing what we felt like doing when we felt like doing it, all of us. And then verse 4 from the King James, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And remember, Pastor, I also said when you see Christ Jesus, we're talking about the Spirit. Okay, so from the Message Bible, it says, instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us, sin dead lives, and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus our Master. Amen. So see, now that we're new in Christ, so we change the ways that we think now. So we're not thinking like the world thinks. Remember, we're to come from the world, come out from among them, the Bible says. So that's what we want to do. And as we're getting ready for our eternal life, well, you have to fight the good fight of faith. I mean, we got to put our trust in God. We got to allow him to direct our path. And in doing so, remember, we want the word of God in our heart, in the lining in our heart. And when another thing, heart, Pastor brought out, that's the spirit of us. So that's where we want God's word at, because if it's there, can't nobody take that from us. So he really was specific in that we have to have that faith in God, trust in God. And also he had brought that out in Hebrews when it was telling us about faith. As we said now, Hebrews 11 and 1 say, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." And how do we have this faith? That third verse says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." So you got to have faith in that word, and that word, God's word, is that our substance. That's our substance, right? Also, we had another scripture Pastor had shared with us. I'm looking at when it was talking about the world. I want to go back to that. And I think it was, oh, yeah, 2 Corinthians. That's where it is. Okay. Because remember now, we don't want to be as the world. You're different. You're new. So 2 Corinthians 4 and the 4th verse, it says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So it's letting us know right there, you can be blind if you're not in Christ. You're blinded. You won't accept this word that is announced about. And then from the Message Bible, verses 3 and 4 together, it says, if our message is obscure to anyone, it is not because we're holding back in any way. No, it's because these other people are looking or going the wrong way and refuse to give it serious attention. All they have eyes for is the fashionable God of darkness. So we know the God that we serve is not the God of darkness. So they're talking about the God of this world. And it goes on to say, they think he can give them what they want and that they won't have to bother believing a truth they can't see. They're stone blind to the day spring brightness of the message that shines with Christ, who gives us the best picture of God. Amen, amen. So, you know, like Pastor was saying, the world, we have to look that up and see what it's really saying. So the world is talking about, like it shared over in 1 John, you know, that's the lust of the world, wanting things your own way. We don't want to be like that. We want to be representatives of Christ, now that we're new creatures. And so that was the verse that we came away with. Also, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I have a renewed mind. So that lets us know that's where it starts at, in the mind. So Romans 12 and verses 1 and 2. Okay, Romans 12, it's just 1 and 2. Read as follows. So from the King James, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen, amen. And you know, in that third verse, let me read that. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. See there that word faith is again. Amen, amen. So see, it starts in our mind. That's why we have to allow God's word to be in our mind. And you have to meditate on that word. you know, still takes us back to Joshua. You got to meditate on the word day and night. How do you meditate on the word? You get into the word. You read the word. You allow the word to be in your heart. You memorize the word of God. I have to laugh because I think about Pastor. He said you put that word wherever you go. It doesn't matter where you're at. You can put it, if you're washing dishes, you can have a scripture right there. If you're in the bathroom, you have a scripture there. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be in your car. You can have a scripture. You know, they have different stuff on their dashboard and stuff. You can even have a scripture there. So we need to get God's word in our heart. Meditate on it day and night. Amen. So I'm going to read that from the Message Bible. Romans 12:1-3. It says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relations to you. Living then as every one of us, you do, it's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him. Amen, amen. I like that part where it says, instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Praise God.
Amen.
So we thank God that it's God that changes us. It's God that's living inside us, making a difference and letting us know the ways of the world is not the ways for we who follow Christ to conduct ourselves. Amen. I think I heard Pastor Marilyn. Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Was it something you'd like to add to that or something you'd like to say there?
I'm enjoying everything that you're doing. I was just, but praise God. Bless you. God bless you.
Praise God. Well, I'm just going over some of the notes that I took from Pastor's lecture here. Getting eternally
ready. Yes,
Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
I hate you up, but Evangelist Marilyn, she was going to share this little truth with the brothers and sisters on the broadcast. So I had to ask her if she shared today. And you're doing such a fine job, but I just trying to keep my word. So, Pastor Marilyn, if you'll do that now, I appreciate it.
You said, Pastor, but I wasn't prepared for that today. I said, okay.
Hello?
I said, okay, Pastor, but I wasn't prepared for that today, but okay.
That's all right. The guy used you.
Okay, well, that's okay then if you're not ready. Pastor, you can continue on. Pastor, continue on. Full of it. Full of the word.
Oh. Okay. Praise God. All right. Okay, now we're gonna be expecting that from you, Pastor Bailey.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. All right. Another scripture Pastor had brought out was 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 16. So, Pastor Merlin, would you like to read that out of the King James for us?
Yeah, let me get my King James Bible. I have two different ones that I read out of. Hold on. Okay, so what book did you say?
Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 16.
First Corinthians.
First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 16. Mm-hmm. I may have, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, I have the New King James Version. It says, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. It says, for what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knows no man. But the Spirit of God, you said to 16?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Okay. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 14, mm-hmm. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 15, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you for reading that. Amen. So for the message, it is the spirit, not intent to flirt around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and bring out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself, the same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a report on the gifts of life and salvation that he's giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same first-hand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit, our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he's doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
So that's what it's all about. We have to have Christ's Spirit. Like that 12th verse says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Amen.